Ryan Morris, 450 main event, didn't go the way you wanted to, but good ride in the heat race. And, you know, you're now a full-time 450 guy, so now it begins.
Yeah. Yeah, heat race was really good. I got a good start and put myself in a good position and just actually surprised myself. I was just riding at my potential, and I was pretty much sticking with those guys. And I think Villopoto got by me with, like, a couple laps to go. So I ended up fifth in the heat. But main event, just not a good start. And was back there with people I should not have been with, and went off the track and got back on the track and then stalled it and was way back and worked my way up to, I think, 15th or 16th. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Pretty frustrating, but all in all, I think a good night, going home healthy, safe, and got 17 more of these things to improve. So.
Well, unlike the lights thing where, like, this, you know, a 15th for you now, you're out of this championship almost. You know, you got 16 more of these things, so.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really good year for me. I've put in a lot of time on that bike, and I think I've got it set up pretty good. And hopefully going to Phoenix next week, and we'll have more of a standard supercross track.
Yeah,
and
we'll get to that.
Yeah, and so I think that'll definitely help my performance.
You know, we did a 450 preview show, me and the super geniuses, Wygan and Ping.
Yep.
I don't think we even mentioned you. We really didn't.
That's perfect.
And you've been flying under the radar a little bit. And in fourth, me and Wygan are like, he's in fourth, like, in the heat race. Do you feel like you've been overlooked a little bit?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I didn't have the best year last year, so there's nothing really for anyone to talk about me. So I would rather come in with no one talking about me than everybody talking about me and just being a big disappointment. So I'd rather be the surprise guy that everyone's like, oh, he's doing good. And so that's my plan, just to improve every single weekend and then be up there mixing it up with those guys. I think from, you know, from first to seventh or eighth is winning dudes that could win. So I think if I could just put myself in that position off the gate, I think I'll be fine. I know, like, for some reason, I'm always able to, when I'm in a situation with faster dudes, I'm always able to pick it up for some reason. I don't really know why, but, like, time practice, I'm horrible. Can't do it. But racing's something different, and I've always been able to click it for some reason.
Did you do anything differently for, I mean, you've raced 450s before a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you do anything different, though, this year for your training-wise, and did you mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, I actually changed quite a bit. I don't think I just, seriously, I rode my road bike, I think, for about 5 weeks. That's all I did, and just did a lot of base training. Only reason that was because I didn't have a ride. So I was like, well, I'm going to do what I can to make sure I'm ready when I do start riding.
Right.
And I think that really actually helped me out quite a bit. And I've done more weights this year and then just more laps at the track, just learning the bike. It was, instead of, you know, it was just a lot going from a Suzuki to a Yamaha, and not only that, going to a 450.
Right.
So I had a lot of stuff I had to switch and change and get used to riding a different way, and had to learn to respect the bike and not get too crazy on the thing. So I think it was a good off season. I felt like I did everything I could to be the best prepared I can be.
Do we want to talk about the track?
It's up to you.
What'd you think?
Very one line, and I felt like the middle section, we might as well have had like logs and water puddles.
The second guy has told me that.
It was, I don't know if they just tried maybe getting a little too creative to tighten up the racing.
Yep.
I'm not really sure, but I think they definitely need to go back to a standard supercross tracks, not to be like negative guy, I think that's the way a lot of us feel. And it was just hard. Like, my bike setup was so far, not so far off, but it was off tonight just because from what we test on and what we set our bikes up for was not what we came here tonight on race on.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks.